Okay, everyone, good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, the 16th of April. I hope you're all keeping well. And the whole idea of the session, as you know, is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, for those of you that were with us yesterday, we've been a bit unfortunate, perhaps, over the course of yesterday with a bit of extreme volatility. Which made us exit a couple of trades, which have subsequently turned really quite profitable. Now, they still present opportunities for us to get into them, but we had a really, really good entry, and I'll explain the trade and what was happening yesterday, and really how we could potentially get back into them and why did they move is obviously a pretty important reason for that. Okay, so let's get into today's session then. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So we've obviously got a very US-centric view of markets, and we have done now for a good few years, where, you know, we're getting all the opportunity we need there in with those US markets. And there is obviously opportunities elsewhere, and we've seen some massive moves in gold and things like that. But having, I suppose, a basic understanding for what you're trading and what direction you're trading it and why you're trading those markets is really quite useful and should give you a little bit more confidence in your trade. But then profitable trades need to consider, you know, where are we entering these markets? And again, why are we entering at those particular prices? And the more reasons you have, the better. Also, where do you place your stop loss? How do you manage risk? Trade management, all very important features, along with trade psychology. So they're all important issues that you need to build in aspects of this, no matter what your trading strategy or approach is. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, as you know. We're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, being patient as well. So let's just have a quick look at potential market moving news. So for this, we'll use Forex Factory. So yesterday, just having a quick look back, nothing of any major interest, slight improvement on the employment front or the unemployment front in the UK. A little bit of extra good news with slightly lower CPI year on year for the UK economy. Now, this is all pre-tariff stuff, so I'm sure there will be an impact next time round, we would assume. Same narrative around Canadian inflation, so it's coming down a lot closer to expectations. So we're on our way, and again, one major sort of spanner in the spokes would be these US tariffs and the impact that will have on prices. And we do expect them to go up. So things like German economic zoo and European economic sentiment figures, which are coming in negative. I mean, no major surprise on that. Last month, they were really quite positive due to the spending announcements for European Defence Force and infrastructure bill. So there's a lot of positivity around, which sort of raised the sentiment quite significantly. And now the tariffs have a reverse effect and negative impact on the German economy and the European economy more broadly. And that's playing out in these numbers. So that's in line with expectations as well. So that brings us to today. So overnight, or what should I say, about 7 o'clock this morning, so about 40, 50 minutes ago, we had some UK inflation numbers coming out, most in line, but the headline coming in below expectations. So a jump from 2.8 to 2.6. So we're seeing, you know, inflation come down quite nicely across the board, and it's all prior to Donald Trump's tariffs. So what impact will it have on inflation will be a really important factor to consider. So today now we've got retail sales numbers. They're likely to be come in a little bit positive. Previously they came in at 0.2 and 0.3, and now we've got 1.3 on the headline, and core retail sales coming in seeing positive growth. So a little bit of good news there in the pipeline. And we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell later on today. So due to speak about the economic outlook at the Economic Club of Chicago. So the one thing that the markets are looking very, very carefully at is US bond yields and kind of what's happening with them. And if we just have a look at the 30-year as not a bad proxy, we had that very significant rally in a very, very short period of time. So it's not just the size of the move, it's also in what period did we get the move. And you can see it's probably in a 7-day, we pretty much had a 7-day rally, or a rally over the course of a week, and jumping from 4.3 right up to 4.9 is a sizable shift and panicked the markets, of course. So we've had two things. We've had the Treasury side come out and say, you know, we have some tools, we can act if we need to, we can buy back some government debt, you know, we'll be okay. But the big brother in the room is the Fed, and they have the ability to print significant amounts of money and pump it into government bonds, bringing those bond yields down. So when we're going to be hearing from someone like Jerome Powell at an event, they could make suggestions to sort of calm those bond yields, and they could support the US economy in that way by printing money. Now that lends itself to a whole series of other problems, like, you know, significant increase in asset prices. But this is what your investors are really leaning into, is at what point will the Fed step in? Now, we probably need to see worsening conditions from where we are now, but potentially we're not a million miles away. If we get above 5% on the 30-year, and you know, that 5% mark is probably a bit of a flashing red light moment. So we're going to hear from him today, and a lot of people talk about the fact that the Fed are a bit of a backstop for financial markets, meaning, you know, if the wheels come off, the Fed will step in, print loads of money, reduce rates, and everything will be okay again. And that's been a repeated behavior really since 2008, that, and as a result, the Fed's balance sheet has gone parabolic. They've been in a bit of a tightening process since 2022 with raising rates, but now they're bringing those rates back down. And the question is, how far down will those rates come? So be mindful of that at 6:30 today. That would be worth keeping an eye on. So with the bond yield story, which, okay, it's calmed a little bit. We've kind of bounced off the highs. So there's a momentary calming as far as bond markets are concerned. We finally got that little bit of a move in markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ. Now, what's slightly annoying was we actually had a bit of excessive volatility above the 54.43 and then above the 18.9953 level. And there was a point where we were watching, you know, the Mag 7 as well, and we were seeing those look really quite bullish, and we were getting these markets breaking above, and we were closing out above these levels on the lower time frames, and I think the 5-minute or the 15-minute, and we decided that we didn't want to sort of hang around in a market that over the course of yesterday was broadly quite bullish, or let's say there was a bit of positive sentiment. So we failed to sort of get above those levels and ended up pulling back on the close. But then something significant happened. And this was on the close, we got an announcement from NVIDIA. We were watching NVIDIA all day, actually, which is quite annoying. But NVIDIA, as a result of the US tightening these chip export rules, and you know, we've got full-on global trade war with China, NVIDIA announced that they expect basically a $5.5 billion hit in valuation, which is the downside of the exuberance that we were seeing towards the end of last year, well, for most of last year. So this is always likely to impact, you know, big players like NVIDIA. And as a result, these markets gap down significantly. And it's just one of those situations. It's unfortunate. You know, we can reconcile stuff like this, because what we don't want to do is expose our capital to the upside when things were looking quite bullish at the time. It just so happens they actually pivoted at those highs. And then with the news from NVIDIA, we gapped down significantly lower. So very, very close to being in a couple of really good profitable trades again. We just didn't want to hang around in this space. And we were looking as well. The dollar was beginning to strengthen at the time. And things were beginning to look a little bit more positive. So when you get a little bit of a shift like that, we unfortunately made the decision to get out of the trade. And then it obviously, as luck would have it, rallies in your favor really quite aggressively, and then gaps to the downside, and then further rally. So it is what it is in that respect. So what do we have to do about it? And that's the important question. So let's do a little bit of we have a little bit of resistance in at these levels now. So you get multiple levels of support resistance, and this is clearly one. We've got this level just sitting in here. So again, slightly higher levels. We've got this level sitting in here. And what we can do is, this is crude oil. So look, we were, got this descending triangle here. And what I'm just going to do is just put these in across the dollar pairs as well, because we'll make note of that. So unfortunately, gold is off to the races yet again. Still thought we'd probably get a pullback. When was it, on Friday? Still didn't get one. So it's just relentless. Okay, so those are your resistance levels. So let's just put in those support levels so we can take these little lows as they stand. Kind of have strong support in here. So we're just breaking. So we're able to stay in crude oil. And now we can probably mitigate risk on the trade, take a little bit of risk off that trade. And across the dollar pairs, we've kind of got quite strong support now. We're at those levels as far as the dollar yen's concerned. And we're only going through the motions as far as gold is concerned, because buying all-time highs is the only opportunity. So let's go through what we're looking to do today. So what we'd like to do is, if we've got this gap, of course, so this gap is a bit of a concern. So if we rally, we'll be looking to, unfortunately, sell at slightly higher prices. Let's see how these markets play out. If we get a little bit of a bounce, we'd look to sell that way. We're looking for a breakout to the downside for crude oil. We mentioned yesterday the 60-40. We've broken through that, but only just recently in the last couple of hours, and we're already in that particular trade. So you can see the consolidation for the euro dollar and the dollar yen. What we have is a selling opportunity in favor of the yen against the dollar. That would be our preferred position. If we get a short-term pullback in the euro dollar, we'd look for opportunities there. And we've got potentially the buying trade outside of this range, which is quite large now, but the opportunity may still be there. So what are we saying? We've kind of got risk off as far as the equities are concerned. So we've got the S&P, the NASDAQ, and crude oil all. Certainly, we've seen some strong moves to the downside. The very annoying element is that we were in the S&P and the NASDAQ yesterday, and prices just started to create structural failure trades to the upside. So we were unfortunately forced into getting out of those trades, not wanting to expose ourselves to the upside to any great extent. And that, as luck would have it, kind of rolled over very, very aggressively and then gapped lower. So we just got to try and get that timing right again to get into those types of trades. And then just regarding the dollar, we've got to kind of keep our options open, but certainly the dollar yen below the, what would that be? The 140-200 level, we'd expect further downside. We just have wide stop losses. So it's very important you reduce down your, it's very important you reduce down your trade size, because we're trading with wider stop losses, if that makes sense. So that's probably the biggest problem to overcome. Yeah, and we nearly had a couple of really, really good solid winners. We'd probably be up 2% each on these, I'd imagine, somewhere like that. So yeah, very annoying that we've kind of missed the opportunity. And we've had further extension in the last few hours. So we're getting a little bit of a pullback now. So if we get a turnaround anywhere up at slightly higher levels, then we'll see if we can start selling the S&P and the NASDAQ again. So just a bit of broad sort of weakness for equity markets. A little bit still indecisive as far as the dollar is concerned. So with all this in mind, then let's adapt today's trade plan, and we shall let you guys go. So it's not too dissimilar, really, from yesterday's markets. We're still looking for the dollar to weaken, you know, post current consolidation due to dollar devaluation and these dumping of bonds. And if you can imagine, if you're looking to get into markets like the indices, or individual stocks, you've probably been focusing your attention for the last couple of years in the US, which means you're actually buying the dollar amounts of these stocks. So you've got a natural currency exchange in favor of the dollar. And now when people are exiting those markets, you've got the complete opposite. So you've got people selling those dollar-based assets into whatever currency, and you're seeing that play out to some degree, along with probably the easing of currency, probably a little bit of currency manipulation from most countries to try and seek favor with the US with these tariffs. So we've got these things ticking in the background, but what it sort of leans into is we're really just looking for the dollar to continue to devalue and to weaken. So that dollar weakness is still intact, and the US indices is still, the weakness in the US indices is still intact. And it's post-current indecision. So yesterday we were quite indecisive. We were not really making that much progress. And we've made the connection, you know, if these long-term bond yields do indeed increase, then that would be probably a significant signal for further weakness. Now, it just so happens it's a little bit more tech-related in terms of NVIDIA, but within those, we're certainly looking for downside moves. And then crude oil as well, going to be dragged lower just due to weakness in the indices. And we could probably put gold to the upside, but that's no major surprise really at all-time highs. So technically, we're not really getting, that's the only trade really is buying all-time highs. A couple of days ago, or let's say Friday, we got a little bit of a pullback, but not quite into kind of support levels. Not an easy one to trade. So look, again, it's always really important to be keeping these options open at the moment due to this broad market uncertainty around Trump tariffs, Fed rates, and whether the Fed will consider bond buying once more, aspects of Doge, European fiscal spending, Ukraine conflict, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot there to create uncertainty, and it continues with a strong focus on US bond yields as well, with Jerome Powell due out later on this evening. So there's no real need to make too much change. Okay, so let's just make a slight amendment. In fact, we can go a little bit. Okay, so a little bit more accurate there, just around the US indices weakness due to NVIDIA news. Also, if long-term bond yields increase, I think that's just encapsulates it just a little bit better from just a narrative perspective. You know, what's driving the narrative? Well, NVIDIA overnight is why these markets gap lower and then continued to sort of hemorrhage. So there's today's trade plan then, guys. I posted there into the chat box. For those of you that want to join us for the European live trade room and see if we can get into some of these trades, then feel free to meet us over there. We'd be broadcasting there in about the next minute or so. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. The normal correlations, I guess, are a little bit disrupted. We're trading very specific narratives around very specific themes, and we're going to see how much joy we get out of these narratives. Okay, so on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us, guys. We'll let you go. We'll see you in the other trade room momentarily. So from everyone here, take care and bye for now. My pleasure, guys. Bye-bye.